All right, here we are. We are at the first episode of Niche to Profit, also known as Danny App Radio. So, you guys, we have an awesome chat now without that big, monstrous delay for those of you who have followed me over from Danny App TV. So I am very much looking forward to your comments, your questions, and you just go and so somebody type something. Let me see if this thing is working. Is this thing on? And you can get going over there. Oh, look at that. Yay, yay. Nice, nice. All right, guys. So I had to mortgage the house to do this for you, but we just had way too many technical difficulties with me running the show. I'm sure you understand this. Those of you who have put up with screeching sounds and let's not even go there. Let's not even give that any energy anymore because it's over. It's done. Now, what I have traded this for is I do have kind of a boss. He's talking in my ear, telling me, no, don't touch that. No, not really. He's a cool guy. I am here at the Video Vegas Network. Yes, it's Vegas Video Network. See, I'm already getting reprimanded. I'm sure that's going to be a common thing for me. Yeah, it's all good. Anyway, so welcome, guys. I gotta tell you, the new day, the new time. I know change is hard. I know it is, but I couldn't make my producer, work till 9 o'clock at night. I just couldn't do it. So here we are. We are 3 o'clock on Thursdays, and that is Pacific time. And for those of you on the East Coast, I know it's dinner time, but here's the cool thing. It's a really good excuse to eat at your desk, okay? I give you permission. So we got exciting stuff happening on this first episode with this new awesome format that we have here. I can bring in guests. And I brought in, I know she is one of your favorites. We're going to be talking to the awesome diva Dawn Ralston in just a bit. But I first wanted to talk about getting niche-y. Yes, you guys know. Did you like the new logo, the new animation we got going here, at the beginning of the show? This is it, you guys. I'm really going to be working with you on these niches because as we move through the changes of e-commerce, niche is where it's at. I'm telling you, niche is always where it's been at for retail, okay? Niche is not something that's just coming about for, 2015. Niche is extremely important if you want to grow your business without working 90 hours a week. Niche is really important if you want to not spend a gazillion dollars on marketing dollars, okay? And, I come from the world of eBay, and those that have been on eBay for any length of time, you are going to feel the pinch from going where we used to be able to sell anything and everything. You could go and you could thrift it and you could find it at a yard sale and you could list it. And a lot of you are still doing that. And yes, stuff selling. I'm not saying you're not going to sell stuff. I'm not saying that at all. But basically what you become, if you have not found a niche, if you've not found that target market of customers, is you're just kind of a professional online yard sale. So you're not going to get the really, really good prices for things. Things are not going to sell as consistently as you like. Over on the Danny App Facebook group, we run these threads and we talk about things that aren't selling. And one of the common problems that happens is I will go over to that store and the item doesn't really match other stuff that's being listed. If it's something that was listed a long time ago, there hasn't been anything really similar to it to draw that traffic to it. So getting in the groove of a niche is going to help those items sell. And that, my friends, is what we are doing this for. We are doing this to sell stuff. We are doing this to make money. We're obviously doing it to make the maximum amount of profits that we can, but you're just going to have more success if you find that customer base that will come in and love everything in your virtual store. And it really, it's the difference between, say, being a Walmart and being Tiffany's. You know, Walmart, you go there. Here, let me see who's paying attention. What do you go to Walmart for? They have everything. You can go in there. You can find just about anything you're looking for, right? They've got impulse items. They've got decor. Yeah, there's the word. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Oh, hi, Mom. Mom's in the chat. Now I have to watch myself. No, you go there because it's cheap. You want to save money. You want to go to one place and just get a bunch of crap for your house. Tiffany's. When you walk in Tiffany's, and I've never walked into, has anybody walked into a Tiffany's? I really want to walk into a Tiffany's because I talk about it a lot. They're nice. Yeah, thanks for that. So you walk into a Tiffany's. Are you going in there because it's a discount place? Are you going in there because you want to find something that has that little blue box and you get to say, I got this at Tiffany's. Yeah, so different customer completely. Do you know, Tiffany's doesn't even spend money on marketing. They don't have to. Their customers do it. So that's the big difference. And you know, everybody goes, yeah, but you are utterly good stuff. You sell stuff. And I got to tell you, I am, you know, I'm not sitting here saying I'm Peter Pan perfect on this. I'm still working it. I realized when I just did this massively huge move of all of my inventory into a new inventory system, thanks to our awesome guest that you'll get to hear from soon. And I have everything by kind of genre of stuff. So I got, you know, my Murano glass on one shelf, and I have my porcelain over here and my pottery over here and my animals. And there's some shelves where everything fits. And then I have this one shelf that is full of all this stuff that doesn't fit anywhere else. And it's like, that stuff's got to go. No wonder it hasn't sold. It doesn't fit with anything else I'm selling. So it's made me painfully aware of how I still need to fine tune my niche. And if this is your first time hearing me talk about this, my niche, or my idea of a niche, is a little different than most. My idea of a niche is that you think about who that ideal customer is and the other things that they buy around what it is you're selling. So it's not just product-based. It's people-based. So my niche is a customer with an expendable income. They are not watching their dollars and pennies. They are a little spoiled. When they see something they want, they buy it and they're not worried about the price. And that works really, really well. Because I tell you what, you hear about like the 1%, but that's still a lot of people with a lot of money, and the 2% and the 3%, they've all got money to spend on stuff. And when you're in a higher caliber of stuff, those higher caliber customers are sorting, number one, by highest first. They're looking for the value perceived by price. So you don't have to, you know, worry about what everybody else has it listed for. Unless, yeah, I mean, within reason, if everybody has it for $10, you can't go out there and price it at, you know, $10,000. But you can be in that upper price bracket for similar items, and that's going to be very attractive to that type of customer. That is the business that I built because I don't have time to list a lot of low-priced stuff. I have to list things at my average selling price that I've aimed for. Doesn't always happen, but I've aimed for $50 and up. I'm bumping that up to $100 and up. And my below $100 stuff is starting to move over to my brick and mortar booth at the antique mall. Because it's just about time. You know, I do the e-commerce side of my business part-time. It's part-time. I do the Danny app, the coaching and the consulting, and I do, you know, real in-person business consulting. So I got a lot of stuff going on, and I have all these little streams of income. But it really all goes back to niche. You know, I know who my customer is, my ideal customer. Doesn't mean you don't still have people coming over and buying stuff. And that's the fear, is you think, oh my gosh, if I totally niche this, then I'm going to lose out on all these customers over here. No. If they're looking for that item, they're still going to find it. So it's all good. So, you know, it's really, really funny. It's like, I've got this chat in front of me. I think I need to like move this, because I am just not wearing glasses on this show, okay? I'm just not going to do it. So I have to squint a little bit, see what you guys are saying. It's all good though, right? All right. So I found this really cool site over here. Actually, I found this really cool blog article, which led me to this really cool site. It was on the Shopify blog, and it was called 10 Places to Find Product. 10 Best Places E-commerce Entrepreneurs Go to Find Product Ideas. And if you go down, there's a lot of really great information. And number 5 is Product and Trend Discovery Review Sites. You go down a little further, there's all of these little places you can go to find what the current trends are and where to find product. But in particular, I found this one site called Trend Hunter. Anybody go to Trend Hunter? It's really, really cool. I know you guys, okay, come on. You guys are telling me to get contacts or LASIK. I'm wearing contacts, okay? I've been wearing contacts since I was like 11 years old. But it was for nearsightedness, and now I'm aging. And I spend too much time in front of this computer. So it's going the other way now. It's crazy. Wendy's so cute. She's always trying to fix me and make me better and give me all these solutions. I love you, Wendy. So go to trendhunter.com if you're having trouble figuring out what's kind of trending, what are people buying. These are like all niche ideas. These are customer ideas. The one I've got pulled up right now is the nature-inspired Lego. Who knew? Right? And that's number 1. And they do a new one of these every day. So it's funny, when I was getting ready for the show yesterday and I found this site, I went to here and gourmet mayonnaise. Anybody know that there's like this big market demand for gourmet mayonnaise? And so I'm thinking, I go over to Amazon and I look, I pull up gourmet mayonnaise. Sure enough, there's stuff that's selling like hotcakes. And I'm thinking, and this is how it works, guys. I'm thinking, what else do people who buy gourmet mayonnaise also buy? Gourmet mustard? Some frou-frou organic crackers? You know, they probably decorate in a certain way. I don't know. You just start thinking of who that person is. I personally, in my house, gourmet, I'm not even sure that anybody there knows what that is. You know, it's, we're the go get the Little Caesars $5 pizza kind of family. So we don't do that stuff. But there are all of these humongously profitable niches out there. And if you guys focus in on one of these customer bases, you're going to start seeing the money rolling in. Do I have any? Are you doing the gray Poupon commercial thing? Is that what you're doing out there, Wendy? I gotcha. I know. Hey, that was genius marketing. Hey, you know, and that's a really good example too. Think about that. they weren't like saying, here, buy this mustard. What were they doing? They were saying, like, high caliber people, buy this mustard. And we're still chanting that Grey Poupon commercial to this day. I don't know. Is that stuff still exists, right? I think so. Yeah. So you can kind of go through this, you guys, on a daily basis. If you're having trouble thinking about what are people buying out there, what idea, there's some really great ideas. Crazy stemware sets. You know, this is trending. This is trending stuff. You can see what people are getting into. Everything's going back to even the millennials and the younger generations. They don't necessarily like antiques and collectibles, but they like the styles around. It's funny, and I have two daughters that fall into this category. They don't like it for its antique or collectible value. They like it because it looks cool. Well, it looks cool because it goes back to the days when we made stuff that looked cool, but that's not why they're buying it. But if you look on and get things on iAppeal, no matter what your niche is, you're going to sell stuff. I know I like to go off on my tangents. So it's just cool ideas. Fashionable candy bars. I always think, yeah, design-focused catalogs. Now, hey, I know some of you out in this chat are really doing the designer thing or doing the, you know, focusing on the person who's decorating a house in a certain style. Check this out. Design-focused catalogs, hot thing right now. So probably if those are a hot thing, it would behoove you to go get some of those catalogs and see what those styles are and the words around them. Because you find the words that are sparking things in people's brains. There you go. You got a customer. So cool. Cool. Go check that out. I think you can subscribe to it. Yeah, you can subscribe and get little daily things. I'm on a subscribing hiatus. They don't think it's me because there's no cows around me. You know? You're right. I've got giraffes and ducks and bighorn sheep and birds. There are no cows. No, you know, I'm kind to the cows. They did not get stuffed into a box and dragged down to the studio. I left them on their nice little shelf. So cows are all good. I know we need to get back the old music. I wonder if I have that somewhere. You guys remember that? You remember my... Yeah, something like that. I gotta tell you guys, this is a little tough for I have given up some control here, and I'm not good at that. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. We don't give up control, right? So I'm used to my two screens, and I get to control what you guys see and what you hear. I don't even know what you're seeing right now. How's that for giving up control? Good thing I trust my evil director over there. I'm having beef burgers. I'm not having beef burgers tonight, but steak sounds good, actually. I confess, I eat steak. I've even raised my own. It's bad. You know what? I think we should get Dawn on here sooner than later because I know she's got... I have somebody talking in my ear. It's the weirdest thing, you guys. Like, I'm talking to you and I'm trying to pay... I'm figuring out how many canals my brain has right now to figure out what heck I'm supposed to do next. No, seriously though. I think we're going to take a little commercial break and we are going to bring on the decluttering genius who I wouldn't have a home without her because it would all just be boxes and mishmash of stuff. That's only a slight exaggeration. Anyway, guys, we'll be right back with Diva Dawn Ralston.
This episode brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
Walk with me, talk with me, taste the best restaurants in Vegas with me. When you're walking with the Walking Gourmet, for sure, a food tasting tour that you're sure to adore. When you're walking with the Walking Gourmet. Walking with the Walking Gourmet.
Walking never tasted so good.
It's very lively.
It is. So welcome back, everybody. Hey, that Walking Gourmet thing, I swear, I got to go check that out. And I would say, if you are coming to the More Fun, Bigger Profits Conference, maybe we should make it like a little group night kind of a thing. Figure that out.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I know, wouldn't it be? So I've got this really cool bio. See, I have known Dawn for years. So sometimes I have to go back to the bio. It's like, and I'm looking at this, and I'll tell you guys in a minute, you know, about her, don't worry. But it's like, I didn't know that about you.
Oh.
It's very cool. So those who don't know Dawn is, as I said, a decluttering genius who is very niched in the e-commerce world, which is, you know, there's organizers out there, but she is the e-commerce online sellers dream organizer. Literally, how many times have you helped me move my business?
I think this is 3 or 4 now.
Yeah. Isn't that sick?
Yeah. I haven't moved mine at all.
I'm so bad. No, I think this is my third time.
Four.
It's the fourth time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all good. So Dawn, she got into the organizing thing because she's just really good at, she's created spaces within her home for processing inventory, listing, photography, shipping, storage. And I had to read that so I didn't leave anything out. And her skills go back to, and this is like, I kind of knew this about you, but I didn't really know this about you, is you have a very strong accounting, paralegal, and media careers.
Back before there was social media, mm-hmm. All print media.
Yeah. So you've brought all that forward, and you've made my life better. I know. And I know a lot of our listeners have homes where if somebody says they're going to drop by for a visit, they probably scream first and then run and see what closets they can shove things in, what room, where spare room they can, you know, throw all the inventory in. And is that sounding familiar? Anyone? Anyone out there? Am I ringing any bells?
You're ringing my bell. I've been there.
So tell us, how did you get started going out there with the whole organizational thing?
Well, I started, my very first person I actually helped do anything was actually Danny when I helped her unpack the first time she moved to Vegas.
And
yeah, really. That's the first one I actually physically went out. I had been on a couple of forums and I would help people on how to set things up or discuss ways to set up inventory so that you could find things again. That's the biggest thing. That is the thing I am absolutely the most proud of, I think, in that I have never, ever, 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 knock on wood, lost anything I've sold. I've never had to email a buyer and say, I can't find it. Can you give me a couple of days? I don't know where it is. I've never had to refund anyone because I took control of my inventory really quickly. I started off by having one shelf that I was filling up with inventory, and I'd start on the first shelf, then the second shelf, then the third shelf. By the time I got to the fourth shelf, I couldn't remember what was on the first shelf. So I had to figure out a system really quickly so that I could find things. So I didn't get too far behind the eight ball right from the beginning. And if you are already way far behind the eight ball, start now. Don't worry about the old stuff. Don't let it be a big project hanging over your head. Just start today. And everything you do here on out, let it be organized. And if you have to go back and find something, well, you're going to remember that pain, and that's going to keep you moving forward with keeping it organized.
I can brought the frog with me. I can tell you that this particular move that I'm doing now was especially difficult because I didn't have a place to go. I knew I was going to use the garage, but up till now, my garage was just kind of a mishmash of stuff. And can you believe it? The husband had the car in the garage.
How can anybody have room for a car in the garage?
I just had one little side for my yard sale stuff, you know, in the cupboards. And because it just doesn't make sense for us to keep two complete households anymore, husband graciously has allowed me to bring the business home. And so he gave me the two-car side of the garage in its completeness, in its wonder, in its majesty.
And we filled it up, didn't we?
But the first thing I had to do was go through all of the stuff I already had in there and go, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And I was really overwhelmed and I didn't know where to begin. And you came over. What it 1 hour, 1 hour a week is all it took to get that completely to the point where not only was all of my stuff sorted, and I think we filled up the trash can three times.
Oh, at least.
Oh, my gosh. I found stuff that I had been missing for years. It was beautiful. But we got the whole side of that garage ready to go. I went down to Home Depot, got the commercial shelving, put everything in place because I'd seen what your garage looked like. So I wanted to model that.
Well, and it works really well for the space that you have.
You know, that's okay. Next week, I'm going to take pictures so they can see what this looks like.
That would be a great thing.
Yeah. They need to see pictures of this. So then a hubby, I got it clean enough so he could park on the one car side of the garage. But then I was still kind of running into this like gridlock problem, you know, with all the boxes and stuff. And he finally came out one day. He saw my agony. He goes, do you need me to pull the car out for just a couple weeks? And I'm like, yes.
Just a couple.
Just a couple weeks. And then the other day he goes, I'm not getting my garage back, am I?
No, Steve, I could have told you that right at the beginning.
No, it really, really, really is my goal to give him back his side of the garage. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
But really part of that was just setting the time that we had an appointment. I was coming over for this hour and we started working. And I really didn't do much. I schlepped things from one bin to another and Danny sorted. And even after I left, after my hour, Danny had gotten on a roll and she just kept going.
I did.
So it's just that impetus. And sometimes that's all you need is somebody come over and just be there with you while you do it.
And that goes back to the point you made about don't worry. Like it's when you are overwhelmed, you won't do anything.
Right.
You just look at it and go,
I'll never get it done. Why start?
Right. But if you start and you start seeing the possibility and you start moving forward, and this goes back, this is what you've heard me say this to people, even when developing a niche, don't feel like you need to go in your store and end everything that isn't in your new niche. Just as you're sourcing, as you're going forward, start there. Start there. You don't have to like end and start over. And I think that's what we do. We get so overwhelmed with the big scope of everything that we have to do to get where we want to be that we just stay right here.
Exactly. And in your garage, we just started with you had a stack of maybe a dozen bins.
Mm-hmm.
And we just said, we're going to attack those. Let's just worry about that, those few square feet and get those done. And that just kind of spurred everything to keep going.
Exactly. So going back to Declutter with Diva Dawn. So I didn't know that was the first. I mean, when I first moved to Vegas, I mean, that was like, I was like, from Reno to Vegas, all of my inventory on a big old moving van and not knowing how it was going to show up. And I didn't want to be out of business. This was done over a weekend. They got it down here to Vegas and you came over and we got it unpacked and we got it on shelves. But I've always sorted my stuff by like items. That's just always worked really well for me.
And it's important when you are sorting that you don't use what somebody else tells you to do. It's important that you look at different systems and what speaks to you. For me, I like mine in chronological order. I'm a very numbers and date oriented person. So having mine on shelves about the time I listed them works for me and works for my inventory retrieval system. For you, it's having like items together. And you're much more niched than I was when I started out. So it's easier for you to do that. If I were to put crafting stuff and then put dishes and flatware at the beginning, I had a little of everything. So it's so much harder to organize inventory when you don't have a niche.
Yeah.
When you do have a niche, you can do like you do and put your animals in one place and your Murano glass and keep it together and you can see what you're running low on.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I need to go buy more animals. I need more flatware. I need dishes because I haven't listed it. My stock's getting low. When you have it pieced like I have it pieced, you have to monitor the amount of your inventory in other ways. So you really have to organize your inventory in a way that speaks to you so that you will understand how you have it and can explain it to somebody else to retrieve it so that it makes sense.
Well, and it's funny you just said that because, you know, now my mom has to go over. She's my shipping department. And up until we got everything moved over and in this new system, she'd be pulling her hair out looking in all the little nooks and crannies that I had ended up putting stuff because I just totally lost control of it. And now she can go over and we've gone into eBay, used the custom field,
yeah,
and say each shelf is numbered. I mean, the whole shelf unit has a number. So if it says it's on shelf number one or number two, all she knows is, okay, it's on the shelf here somewhere. And easy as pie to find.
Much easier.
Yeah.
Instead of having to look in a dozen or more shelving.
So you guys, you have any questions for Miss Diva Dawn? And I thought you brought something to show us. You didn't, but you left it over there.
I left it over there. I forgot it. I'm sorry.
We'll have to do that another time. That's
my way to get an invite back.
That's right. And that's as bad as the technical glitches are going to get here, right? Right? Hear that?
Yeah. I can tell you, you were talking about niche, and not only is it easier to organize your inventory if you have a niche, it's easier to organize your unlisted inventory if you have a niche, because it's easier to list with that sell similar. So it's easier to sort your inventory into tubs or bins or on shelves as your landing spot. And you can keep it in groups and know that everything that you're going to grab is the same. So if you're listing coffee mugs today, you can grab a bin that's full of coffee mugs. It's easier when you're shipping to be organized when you list in a niche because you know what supplies you need. If you're selling t-shirts, you don't need 15 by 15 by 6 boxes.
Right?
You don't need to have those. But if you're selling dishes, you need those and not poly mailers.
So Lori wants to know if you'll come to her house.
Oh, I'll be happy to come anywhere.
See? Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? I'll do coaching. I come, Diva Dawn will come and help you get stuff together. We can talk over the internet and with Skype and all of that. I love helping people figure out solutions to managing their inventory.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of success stories with people you've helped. And I just want to talk real quick, too. You just got done with your Tax Time Rescue series.
I did. It was a little scary for me because that's the first webinar series I've done. But it's such important information. And it really, I know a lot of sellers that tax time is just the scariest time of the year. You don't know what you're doing. You've never really taken the time to get all your deductions before. So sometimes you just don't even file. You rather, instead of getting those deductions, you'd rather just ignore it and not have to deal with it. And it's so important that you do. And so I did 6 weeks and we walked through every step of the way. And I've gotten really good feedback on it. And I really enjoyed teaching the class.
How do you feel about storing couches on their side? There's got to be more to that question. We'll go back to that.
Okay.
So, you know, I got to tell you, I have the URL DannyHatesNumbers.com, okay? I haven't done anything with it, but I don't do numbers. They boggle my brain. So anything related to the bookkeeping and stuff, I hate it. I just absolutely hate it. But it is a necessary part of this business. It cannot be ignored. And I was one of those, you know, I'm all caught up now, but I wasn't. And my records were just an absolute nightmare. So I'm putting you on the spot because we didn't talk about this. Is there some place that they can go and get the recordings from that? Or are you still working on that?
No, they're up at declutterwithdivadawn.com.
Perfect.
There's a buy it now button and you'll get instant access to all 6 weeks of recordings and all the documents, the custom spreadsheets, everything that was offered in the class.
The Tax Time Rescue was totally awesome and totally worth it. Thanks, Dawn. That's come from Susan.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Susan Sales. Yeah, I heard really, really good things, really, really good things about it.
Wonderful. I really enjoyed it. It was really good for me, too, to sit down and put all that together and to teach what things really are, what assets mean, and why you want to track your mileage. It's a pain in the butt to do.
Yeah.
And we may figure out some simpler ways to do it. But, oh my gosh, it will save you thousands of dollars.
Yes. And really, you know, those that know me know it's like you have to treat your business like a business. You are a business owner.
Exactly. So you don't want to ignore it. You're not a hobby. You want the IRS to recognize you as a business and let you take those deductions.
Yep. Absolutely. So will you stick around and do our crazy stuff that sells on eBay?
Oh, I'd love to.
Let's do that. We'll bring you back for that. Yeah, that ka-ching. We're going to take one more quick commercial break. And are we not? You know, what do I know? You know, I'm just doing the show and... Okay, fine. We'll do it after. You're right. Because, you know, I didn't bother to look over at my notes, and that's exactly what we were supposed to do.
It's because you don't have those glasses on.
I'm not wearing glasses. I'm just not doing it. I can make the screen bigger. All right. Hey, let's just jump into our scores. And I just think this is one of the most motivational parts of what we do is seeing that stuff is selling and it's selling for crazy amounts of money. And let's take a look at some of these great things that are selling.
And I like your scores of the week because it opens me up to other things that might fit into my niche or a new niche that I might want to go into.
So our first one comes from Lene Friend. Does Lene, did you make it over to our chat room today? I don't know if she did. Let's see, 12142281191. I can see this. This is a leather-bound Bible. See the original listing. This is signed by Robert Schuller at her local thrift store. Didn't he just die? Was he the one who just died?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he just died.
Oh. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it shut up the price.
Yes, yeah, so she had it listed for $159, and she took a best offer of $120. Oh, did I say she bought it for 50 cents?
Woohoo! That's a great ROI.
50 cents. Bibles do really well. Now, can you just imagine if you had a niche of religious items and Bibles, and you'd be getting those scores all the time.
I wonder if she took that picture in her car.
Yeah, it almost looks like, you know, that's called listing on the go.
That
Look
is.
At that. Yeah, I have a crazy score to talk about, you know, a little bit later, something I listed in the car.
Ooh.
In the car, and it sold. So very, very nice, Lene. Lene's store is treasured_finds, 1365.
Great score, Lene.
Yes. All right. Oh, Tracy. I love when my appsters have a score. Let's go on over here. Item number 251844775654. Oh, there we go. This
Fitz
is
Fitz and Floyd.
Was that a delayed audience? Oh. Yes, something like that. All right, so this is Fitz and Floyd, Classy Old World Peach Debutante Easter Bunny. Oh my gosh, it's Easter weekend coming up, isn't it? Mom, do we have those baskets ready? Oh, yes. Okay, never mind. So she paid $7 for three of these Easter Bunny figurines at a flea market. I wish they had a good flea market here in Vegas.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't have
here. We don't have that. This was listed for $139 and sold for a best offer of $125.
Wow.
And, yeah, exactly. Oh, this is just one of the three. Okay, I catch on. Another one sold the following morning for her full asking price of $139, and she still has another one yet to sell. That's a big old ka-ching right there.
And I love her use of the word debutante.
I do too.
I think that's a really great keyword.
Yeah. So, and Fitz and Floyd, it's good stuff. You know, I think eBay's really helping also with these higher priced things. Is there nice little, oh, look, it's only $21 for 6 months. I can do that.
Exactly.
So very, very nice score. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, space, the final frontier. Let's see. Lisa, you know, you guys know Lisa K. Hensley. She puts this awesome sheet together for me with these scores she picks through and tries to mix it up for everybody every week. And she always gives me some fun little title for it. So this is Space, the Final Frontier. I have no idea what this is yet. Let's go see. It is item number 251671852193. This is from Jim Worley. He purchased three different styles of these vintage lunch boxes at a local garage sale for $5 each. You know, that's kind of a hefty price at a yard sale for a, you know, a lunchbox. A lot of people would be scared to pay that much for a...
I don't even think it's a lunchbox. I think it's just a thermos.
This is just a thermos, I think, yeah. Oh, it's lunchbox thermoses. Yes, you're right. He listed them for $79.99, or best offer, and has accepted an offer of $65 for one, and accepted a best offer of $51.99 for another, and still has another available. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about right there. So it's $15 investment. Oh, gosh, you're going to make me do math. Whatever 65 and $51.99 together is. You guys do the math.
That's good profits.
That's very good profits.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. You know, that's a really weak ka-ching. We really have to work on that ka-ching.
Yeah. We'll have to record one off of our phones.
I think so. We gotta find that good chain. Yeah, let's see. Oh, how about the Say Cheese score? Let's go with the Say
I like
cheese score. It's from Kim Albin. If I said that right. I am so good at butchering names. It is the one thing I do really, really well. Just saying. All right. Item number 261830134878. I don't know why I'm looking at my hand typing on the little 10 key here, because, you know, I used to do that in my sleep. You too, probably.
Probably.
With the accounting background.
Exactly.
So it's a camera. It's a Polaroid SLR 680. Ooh, $249.99.
Nice.
So paid $5 at a garage sale. You know, I'm so getting back to garage sales. There's some big money in garage sales, I'm telling you.
There are. That's my favorite place to source, although I've been kind of on a sourcing hiatus till I got control of my unlisted inventory.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't supposed to shop last weekend, Danny, and I'm surrounded by all the stuff.
Yeah, I know. That was bad.
But
so,
I'm looking forward to getting back to them.
So $5 and listed it on a 7-day auction for $249.99. Received just one bid, but hey, that's okay. It was about a $250 bid. So sometimes that strategy, yeah. Sometimes that strategy works really, really well. You know, list it where if you just get that one crazy collector, you're still good. But if you get two crazy collectors, you're going to go up even more. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about that. So they're, okay, I started it at $9.99. What's going to happen?
Right. Or even worse, 99 cents.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, not good.
No. There's a way to do that effectively, which we'll talk about on another show. There definitely is a way to do that effectively. And so, awesome scores of the week.
Some great big ROIs, yes. And from different places where they've sourced them.
Yeah.
And different functions. Buy it now, best offer, and auction. So all listing types have possibilities to be great scores.
Yeah. And there's, I mean, that we could only pick out a few because of time element here, because I know you want to know about all this stuff sitting around me. But go over to the thread on the Danny App Facebook group. So if you just go into Facebook and you type the Danny App, look for the group. Not that I have a page too, but there's a group. And every Sunday we post the scores of the week over there. Score Sunday. You can see all of these. Get inspired. And now I do believe we're going to take that commercial break and we'll be back.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of What's New. But today, instead of talking about the radio shopping show, we're going to talk about a unique opportunity available on KSHP Radio in partnership with the great folks at the Vegas Video Network. Have you ever thought about hosting your own show? Here's a chance for you, not just to be on the radio on AM 1400, but also to have a video podcast to go along with it that lives for a long time. Think of the three-pronged approach. You'll be on television, you'll be on the desktop, and also on mobile, on a program that has a tremendous shelf life for advertisers. So if you ever thought about doing a show, let's say you're in real estate, a great chance for you to stand out above the crowd of the other 9 million real estate agents in Las Vegas. Maybe you're a sports fan. You're saying, I could do a sports show. Let's talk sports. Well, there's a chance for you to prove it. Or maybe you're just a business owner looking for a way to stand out above your competition. Hosting your own show is a great way for you to become the expert in your field without telling anybody you are the expert in your field. Give me a call, 902-2380. That's 902-2380. And start hosting your show today.
And we're back. I saw somebody in that commercial I recognized.
Scott?
Did you see all that sports stuff? So, but some of that's worth money.
Somebody had lots of it niche? Is worth money.
Yeah. I know I need to do a. I will have some commercials in there for more fun, bigger profits and such. These things take a little time, though. Oh, great question. I see Talinda. Is that Connie? Connie, can you explain making money on the buy? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that is what it's all about. So a good example, and I hope she doesn't mind me using her as an example. We had a thread yesterday over on the Facebook group, you know, things that hadn't sold. And one of them was Royal Copenhagen. It was a Royal Copenhagen vase with a night blooming cactus on it. Beautiful vase, beautiful vase. And she had it priced quite high. And as I went in and did the research, I saw that this particular style of vase was not selling at those prices. Some Royal Copenhagen absolutely does, but this particular one, she's probably looking at getting 250 to maybe 500 at the top end. She came back and said that she'd paid $450 for it.
Yikes.
And so I asked her, did you buy that for your personal collection or, you know, to resell? And she said to resell. So this is an example of where you can get in trouble paying too much for something, even though you think it has that potential to sell really, really well. I would not have been over 200 on that vase. And that's what's known as, you know, you make your money on the buy. If you pay too much for something and you end up getting stuck with it, you have nowhere to go. Like at $450 purchase price, there's really no wiggle room now for her to make that profit. Whereas had she been able to buy it for $200, even $250, there's still room to make the money on it. So you have to be really careful about how much you actually spend on the purchase, because that is what's going to determine the profit margin. It doesn't do any good to sell something for $100 if you paid $99 for it. So that's what's meant by you make your money on the buy. You truly have to be very careful about what you pay. Now, I'm a big proponent. Take risks. Buy some stuff for bigger money, but take calculated risks. Do some really good market research before you spend more than, I don't know, you know, it's going to vary depending on comfort zone. But for me, if I'm spending more than $50, I dig a little and make sure I'm not, you know, just crazy. So that's what's meant by that, Connie. All right. So we are going to the segment called Sell the Sizzle. Because when you're talking about niche, people already know what the thing is, basically. But they're putting in certain words that they want. So we have to, and it's, you know, if you haven't heard the saying, it's sell the sizzle, not the steak. Everybody knows what a steak is. Everybody knows, you know, kind of, you know, but it's the emotion behind the steak. You sell the, like, oh, you know, it's going to just make your mouth water. And can't you just hear it on the grill? And you get the senses involved. So that's what we do. We need to sell the sizzle of these items. And because we've got, what is it? I don't even know. This number keeps going down. Was it 2 seconds to grab somebody's attention on something? Now that's, if they go to your website, you have like, I don't know, maybe it's like 1.5 seconds now. People are in such a hurry, and now they've done a search and your item happens to fall into the keywords for that search. But now you're mixed upon a whole bunch of other people who have something similar with those words. You've got to grab them. You've got to sell it because it's better than all the rest. So we're going to use this segment to really talk about that in relation to the items that I've ended up having jump in my car from
when you weren't
yard
supposed
sales.
To be sourcing.
It's not my fault. My daughter took me yard sailing and she didn't have any money. So
Yeah, Daddy.
No, it's a true story.
Oh, I believe it.
It's true. It's very true. But we had, well, okay, so we threw in a Goodwill too. You know, yeah.
But if this is all you bought, you didn't do too badly.
No, this is all I bought for me. I ended up buying her house a whole bunch of new crap, but, you know.
Well, with this stuff, you need to make all that money back, will you?
So here, let me start with this nice little gem right here. This is, oh. We went down memory lane. Yeah, you're throwing it at my camera. I have the voice of God in my ears. So,
I hear him too.
I share God. So, you know, I grew up in La Habra, California. And so that's kind of the area we went to go yard sailing. So we drive down Whittier Boulevard, which is where my Avon showroom used to be, and my grandma's house. And of course, we're sobbing, you know, as we're getting down here. And then we're like, oh, that antique store's having a sale. It cheered us right up.
Oh.
It was a great, oh, this place, all the years in La Habra, I had never been in this place. I mean, it's changed names, but it's always been an antique shop. So we go, and it's like, oh my gosh, the thing went on forever. It must have been like 5,000 square feet, room after room after room. And it was a beautiful thing. So this was one of the first things I found was these pictorial Webster's stamp set. Flora and fauna or something
yep.
like that.
Flora yeah. and fauna.
priced at, get this, $2.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Brand new in the package?
Brand new in the package. And it gets better because it was on sale.
I thought the $2 was the on sale price.
No, it was 20% more off of that. So I'm like, this is something you don't look up. This is a no-brainer. This is a, hey, you know what? It's got a barcode and it's new in the package and it's, I know people, you know, buy these stamp things. This actually went on to Amazon before we left the parking lot. Literally, it's that easy to put something new in the package on Amazon. So I looked, you know, the page existed and they were like crazy priced, like at $110 and $500.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and I know we all kind of fall into this. We go, oh, I'm going to match that price. But I looked and it had like a million something rank, which told me it's not selling. It's not selling for that price. So price that bad boy at $59.99.
Did it sell?
It sold today.
Woohoo!
And yeah. So at first I was like, oh, maybe I should have priced it higher. Because we all do that, right? Oh, we all get that little, stop that, because you know what? I just turned $2 into $59.95, you know?
And it wasn't even $2.
Profit. So can't go broke making a profit. I know we're almost out of time, so I gotta like hurry.
What else you got?
So, what do you guys want to see? You guys can kind of see this crazy stuff. Let me talk about one of my big scores. So, and I don't know, can they see this? Can they see this right here? Because he's a heavy little sucker.
The Ram.
Okay, we went to this. I don't even. We were. Okay, I'm just going to show you half of him because he's really heavy. So we go down the street and there's a sign that says estate sale. And I'm sorry, a vehicle just, you can't stop it when it sees a sign. You just have to go. There wasn't one, there was two. The first one was 50% off day. Found some really cool stuff. And then we walked into the other one, which was not 50. It was their first day. They had just opened. But everybody was like walking out disgusted because they weren't 50% off. So the first thing I see sitting on a table and he mounts on a rock. This is a solid bronze. He's not signed. I don't care. He's animal and he's a bronze and he sits on a rock. Anybody want to take a guess what I paid for this? Because it's crazy. It's insane.
$100.
No.
No.
But that would have been good. Let's see if they come up with it. No, they don't. Nobody's going to guess. I paid a little more than $5, Lori. Here's your funny. $20. Yeah, exactly. $20 for a solid bronze. I will price this around $300. $300. And if somebody comes in and makes me a lowball offer of like half price, am I going to take it?
Absolutely. That's still a great ROI.
That is going to go on eBay. Yeah, that's a great eBay item.
Will you also do it merchant fulfilled on Amazon?
Yeah, at some point.
Or maybe just Etsy.
It's probably going to go down to my booth at the mall. So that, I mean, paid for the whole trip. The other one was this over here. So we went to this mobile home park that was having a sale and it was so cute. I saw this. I'm not going to show it to camera one. They don't get to see it. I don't like being told what to do. Okay. We got to get down to the end here. But anyway, real quick, this is real mink, a real mink stole for a whopping $10. And as soon as I had this in my hand, the lady who owned it came over and she grabs it out of my hand until I paid her. Like, she was not letting go of her $10. I almost felt bad because this is going to sell again for hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. And I promise you guys, I will coordinate the time better and we'll show more stuff next week. I know this was a tease, But that's okay. It's all good, right?
Well, now you don't have to shop this week. You still have lots of stuff to show next week.
I'm not shopping this week. I'm not shopping. I promise I'm not shopping this week.
Yeah, until we have all your inventory. Oh.
And thank you, everybody, for being here. We will be back same time next week. We'll do it all again. And with that, go be profitable. Make it fun. Thanks for being here, Dawn.
Bye, everybody.